T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we've had to rearrange some furniture on this Thursday because we moved some Thursday into our Friday. And what we have for you today is going to be some baseball talk to start, followed by Kevin Fishbane with all of his professional insight from the Chicago Bears beat at 9:40. Len Casper talks about these uncomfortable Cubs at 10 o'clock. At 10:20, if you missed it yesterday, you've got to hear it. Layla Rahimi and I had just an absolutely delightful time hanging out with coaching legend Rick Pitino, talking about the new Bulls head coach and about this job and what it means to have taken the job and what Billy Donovan is going to be for this team. It's fun when he's willing to pick up a phone and hang out with us the way he did. And he gave us some insight into what we're going to get from the Bulls head coach. So I want to revisit it. I want to hear it again as a listener and enjoy it that way. Having already conducted the interview, now I just want to sit back, relax, and strap it down. Midday Midway at 10:40. It's been a while since we've done that. I want to say goodbye to a Chicago restaurant institution that, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, is closing its doors, and I'm sad about it. And we will. I'll share some memories there. 11 o'clock, Pete Futek is going to join us to tell us all about what's happening in this odd landscape of college football. It's bumpy right now, and these college campuses are dangerous places, especially if you're in Wisconsin. Boy, some of those numbers at all of these college towns are really frightening. So be careful. If you have kids at one of these schools, talk to them. Please tell them to take care of themselves. And what's going on out there is real. Happy Valley on that list, too, where apparently people just aren't listening to advice about what they should be doing in their social lives. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. If you'd like to email us, email us. That is Bernstein at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. The text zone always there for you. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed, at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app. You stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And what's more is that we have Twitch. I'm looking at myself right now. Ugh, I'm old and weird, but that's okay. You can come hang out with us on Twitch. This is our day when we are on the front page of Twitch. The intercom shows get to take their turns there, so the numbers get all crazy. But come hang out. The conversation goes on. Brian Gertsch moderates that and directs the video feed. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Again, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hi, hello. We have this HD camera and everything. All fun stuff. Maybe I should do like a OnlyFans and start camming for extra money. Ugh, sorry. That's
That's just gross.
Well, money, though, you know, you never know. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Ray Diaz is the executioner. He's the man on the board doing all the things that he does. So if you want some of the gory numbers on what's going on in Chicago baseball right now, there's a couple things. I was playing around with Fangraphs and just trying to unearth the truth of the last 30 days or so. And I'll start with the Cubs, and it's gross. Weighted runs created plus is that wonderful, elegant statistic that we love to use because we know that 100 is average. Every point above 100 is above current league average, and it adjusts for the season run environment. It adjusts for the park that you play in, whether individual or team. Over the last 30 days of the 30 MLB teams, the Cubs are 27th in weighted runs created plus. They are not scoring. The offense broke again. They are at 79. They are underwater. And it's perfect because team number 15, the Washington Nationals, is right there at 100, as you would expect. Your top team in offense over the last 30 days, the Braves, at 140. They're playing lately like they want to win a World Series right now. The Cubs are at 79. The Cubs' collective slash line over the last 30 days, they are batting .216. They are getting on base at a .300 clip, and they're slugging just .364. Not going to cut it. Something has to happen. And I don't know how many times Javier Baez can come up in critical situations. And I know he fouled some pitches off and he worked over an at-bat in a way that he hadn't, you know, a couple of times last night. But he's just been brutal. Chris Bryant bad and now out. And everybody else seems to be going into the tank here. Bad timing matched up with injuries, matched up with a stressed out pitching staff. You hope that you flip a switch. You hope David Ross is right. But I'm going to give you another sobering truth here. And that is Luis Robert of the White Sox. If you want to look at one problem here, and I will be perfectly honest to tell you about the mistakes that Ricky Renteria makes in continuing to play Nomar Mazara and continuing to play Edwin Encarnacion. Those guys should be benched. Those guys should have been benched. They should not be playing. And in their respective stead should be Adam Engel and James McCann. Period. Paragraph. That's it. Take two guys out, put two guys in, and go. The other problem is Luis Robert has been horrible. This offense, the difference in this offense from when he's good to when he's this bad is astonishing. You want to see a picture of a drop-off? Check this. Luis Robert, in the month of August, batted .298, was on base .356, slugged .660, an OPS of 1.015, weighted runs created plus of 171. I don't know if I've ever in my life seen 2 months juxtaposed like this. It's not just good and not so good. It's not good and bad. It's great and awful. His September, Luis Robert in September, he's batting .086. He's on base .198. He's slugging .129. His weighted runs created plus for September, and today's the 24th of September, his weighted runs created plus is -2. Not just under 100, he's under 0. That isn't just underwater, that's under the bottom of the sea and down into the molten mantle of the earth. He is, I'll tell you the truth about what this is, even though he continues to be a positive on the base paths and in center field. This is the picture of a demotion, truth be told. Can't do it. They're not going to do it. And this is going, why do you hate Luis Robert? You know, I adore him. This was the light of my life. It gives me no pleasure to point this out. But if this is a regular season, this is the kind of thing that got Kyle Schwarber demoted. This is the kind of thing that one time got Anthony Rizzo demoted. This was the kind of thing that got Ian Happ after a spring training when he couldn't put the bat on the ball, demoted. All incredibly talented players who needed coaching and time, and Major League Baseball will find the holes in your swing and find the holes in your psychology and know your tendencies better than you do, and they expose it. This is the statistical picture of exposure. And I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do, because something has to be on the table. If you want to, if Ricky Renteria, for whatever cockamamie reason, is this set on Nomar Mazara where he is, maybe you've got to put Angle in center field sometime, because Angle will play a terrific center field and he will be a much tougher out than Luis Robert right now. Luis Robert is so bad in September, it almost defies explanation. And we all love him and we're all excited about him, and he's still going to be a great player, don't get me wrong. But this is an issue. This is screaming at you right now. Any other time, this is where you say, we got options. You got to go to work. We got to unplug you, reboot you, and figure some of this out. And right now, they can't. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit gliglenview.com. They've got it. I want to revisit something Steve Stone told us. He spent a couple of minutes talking about the White Sox lineups and what can be done to make sure this offense is as productive as it needs to be.
What we heard starting in spring training, we heard that this was a sprint. You know, they talk about most seasons as a marathon as opposed to a sprint. Well, this was a sprint from the beginning, and now it's getting down to the point where it's really not the back of your baseball card anymore, because everybody says, well, eventually they're going to hit to the back of their baseball cards. Look, you've got a guy that hit four in the middle of your lineup just about every day. Then he hit five, and now last night he hit six. And that's Edwin Encarnacion. He's driven in 18 runs, hitting in the middle of a lineup that everybody gets on base. This lineup has been startlingly good. Gives you an idea about how tough this Sox team really is and how talented they really are. They're doing it with a designated hitter hitting 160. I defy you to find another DH hitting 160 in baseball. As far as Nomar is concerned, look, Nomar's a very popular fellow. However, Nomar's driven in 11 runs. That's two more than Madrigal, who's driven in nine. And when you're hitting 215, 216, 217, whatever it is, and you've hit one home run and you've driven in 11, it's time to make a change. Because I think if you take a look just today, just take a look at the two guys you'd probably be choosing, which would be Angle and Mazara, you realize that you can't find anything Nomar does right now better than Adam Angle. Angle's hitting over 300. He's without question one of the best defenders in all of baseball. He's, if not the fastest guy in baseball, he's in the top two. So he's got tremendous speed. He has a better arm. He can play better defense. He can hit the ball out of the park better. He hits for an average better. I'm thinking, because they're 16-3 in the 19 games that Engel has played, you might want to take a look at him again. Maybe revisit that decision and see if he can really help you win some baseball games, because this year at least he's shown that he can.
That's Steve Stone, who couldn't be more clear or more correct in what he's saying. The question then comes, the real question to be confronted is that of Luis Robert and what is to be done. And I don't know what the plan is going to be with Andrew Vaughn, but man, I love this idea in baseball right now of being able to have essentially secret weapons, whether it's Garrett Crochet or whether they think that Andrew Vaughn can jump in and be effective in a playoff run before the adjustments get made. The team's ability to self-scout their guys at their secondary facilities and say, you know what? This guy's ready to hit a fastball. Or this guy is ready to throw to three batters in the seventh inning, and know that you can spring it on somebody. It makes it kind of fun. There's some mystery going into the playoffs. If you start looking around, watch the transactions closely, because when you start seeing teams thinking that they've got something that you haven't seen, there aren't scouts going from facility to facility watching some of these workouts. It's all siloed right now. It's all proprietary. And depending on what you think you can simulate and what you think you can measure, and there's going to be some risk-taking in here. But there will be teams, there will be contenders who are going to spring a guy on you, either a batter or a pitcher. And you don't know who he is, and you don't know anything about him, and you don't know how to pitch him. And by the time you do, the other team's running around with a trophy and their pants off. So keep an eye on some of that stuff, because it does make things very interesting. The Bears are. They're 2-0. They've got a real opportunity to cement themselves as more legitimate with a win this weekend at Atlanta. Kevin Fishbane joins us next with all the latest on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Hey, Mitch, Matt was telling us about the Falcons' defense, you know, how fast they are. When you watch them on tape, how does that speed kind of come up, and what challenges does that pose for you?
We know we're going up against a really good defense. It doesn't matter what the numbers say or what they have let up so far. They got a bunch of talented guys on that side, and they definitely have a lot of speed. I think that's one of their advantages. We're going to have to play fast as well, and I think the way that we do that is just have a great week of practice, go out there and execute in clean fashion on Sunday.
A man who reports responsibly.
This is my first radio hit wearing a mask.
What are we rocking?
I think it's actually from The Gap, because I might as well try to be stylish while I got to wear one, right?
Kevin Fishbane.
What's the saying? If you have nine tight ends, do you even have one?
Talking Bears with Dan Bernstein on 670. The score.
Kevin Fishbane's on Twitter at KFishbane, and the Bears beat writer for The Athletic is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and he is with us on the Twitch stream right now. I'm looking at the bespectacled reporter, and he has things strategically placed behind him. It looks like paying homage to his Northwestern Wildcats. There's plenty of Cubs stuff back there. Can't make out the rest of this. Is it a portrait of Theodore Herzl? I'm not exactly sure what that is, but Kevin Fishbane is with us and here to talk Bears. How are you, man?
I'm good, Dan. We have a White Sox World Series picture from 05, and actually there's a Sid Luckman signed football.
Wow.
That I got. It was my grandfather got it for my uncle, who immediately took it outside to play with. And it's signed by, I believe, the 1969 team. And you can only make out a few signatures on it still. And I also, Gale Sayers is one of the signatures you can still make out on it.
I can only imagine what that would have appraised at had they not gone out and played with it.
Exactly. Yeah. It was fun when I got it a few years ago, just kind of like calling up the roster and cross-checking. Ed Obradovich, you can see his on there as well. Sid's is engraved, so it did not get damaged by my uncle playing with it in the yard.
Can I ask what I think is a kind of a dumb question? And this is the Bears meatball in me asking this. Danny Trevathan is not injured. Danny Trevathan was given a Veterans Day off from practice. It appears that maybe there's a conditioning issue with him, because he's not sudden at all. He's not moving like we've seen him move. And if he's not hurt, why the hell isn't he practicing if that's exactly what he needs?
Well, Dan, Khalil Mack wasn't hurt last year in practice. I mean, I'm with you on this, because I do think that this must be an experimentation thing, right, with Danny, where they're saying, okay, we've seen what you've looked like through 2 weeks. Maybe this week you just need to not practice for a day, and let's see what that does. Maybe the recovery it requires a day off of practice. And then we'll see what you look like Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday. And if that shows us more of the danger of it than we're used to, we'll continue to do that and we'll give you Wednesdays off. So maybe this is just a testing method for him. Because what's amazing about the Trevathan thing and what's been so startling is the guy is, like a lot of these people, an insane workout person. You know, no one's ever questioned his work ethic. The guy works incredibly hard. And you know, the injury last year was that freak elbow injury. You know, certainly it was not something that should alter, you know, his lower body or the way that he's able to run and all those things. And look, when you compare Dan Trevathan and Nick Kwiatkowski, you knew Dan Trevathan could move with guys in coverage better than Nick Kwiatkowski. That was kind of the story. And certainly we're not seeing it right now at all. I will say this, Dan, I do credit Chuck Pagano for making that adjustment last week and not trying to force it with Dan Trevathan and using Deion Bush. But I don't know how, you know, if a team's going to run the ball a lot at you, you can't necessarily have that extra safety out there. You want that linebacker.
Which is interesting because you can disguise a demotion as a personnel issue by doing that. We'll know it's a demotion if we see Joel Igbuneye or Josh Woods. That makes it more stark if they want the position on the field, just not manned by Trevathan.
Yeah, and that's what we'll see too. You know, with the Falcons, this is a team that's going to play a lot of 11 personnel. Like, they're not going to ground and pound it. So, you know, it could be a similar playing time situation for Danny on Sunday, where it's going to be maybe a little bit more of Deion Bush. Falcons are in three wide receiver sets. The other thing that the Bears have to figure out is what's best for their pass rush. Because what we saw last week a couple times in the nickel is they would keep three defensive linemen on the field, one inside linebacker in Roquan Smith, and the normal five defensive backs. We saw last week the pass rush, it was a little better than week one, but it still wasn't getting the job done. So are they better with that extra inside linebacker? Are they better with six defensive backs? Is that much of a liability as Trevathan is? You would think, Dan, that if you do the math, okay, we have the five defensive backs, Roquan Smith can help in coverage, so that allows Trevathan to be here to kind of spy the quarterback or handle any, you know, run plays that come out of the sub package. That's why this game's kind of interesting in that element of, you know, the Falcons are going to spread it out. How much is that going to limit how much they can use Trevathan?
Meanwhile, Jalen Johnson, the rookie cornerback, is drawing a lot of praise across the league. He also is showing up in some of the advanced metrics in the passes defended, in what is going on his side of the field, in the number of times quarterbacks are dissuaded from throwing to his side of the field. This could be that week with looking at these wide receivers and what he is now going to be asked to do. This is either his welcome to the NFL moment, chill out, kid, that you got a long way to go, or it could be his finest hour where we're all saying, oh, my goodness, we've got a thing here.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about going from the New York Giants passing game and the Detroit Lions without Kenny Galladay to this. I mean, this is college to the pros when you talk about Julio Jones and Calvin. I mean, Calvin Ridley's been sensational the first 2 weeks of the season. Russell Gage has been very good for Atlanta. We know what Matt Ryan can do. You're right. And the thing is about that position, and this is one thing that Chuck Pagano and Bears defensive backs coach Deshae Townsend really harped on when talking about Jalen Johnson. They wanted to see how he reacted to getting beat. Because when you play that position, you're going to get beat. He's going to give up a 25-yard catch on Sunday. Like, it's going to happen, just the consequence of the position, the team that he's playing. They really want to know how he's going to respond. I mean, based on what we know about the guy, what we've seen in the first 2 weeks, that shouldn't really be a concern. I mean, he seems like the cliche, a true pro. He's not really fazed by the moment. But Daniel, going back, that 3rd and 10, that ball he peanut punched out on the way to Darius Slayton that forced the Giants to a field goal. I mean, for him to have the body control to do that, yep, not pick up a pass interference flag, I mean, that's not the type of stuff you expect from a guy in his second game when he didn't participate in training camp.
The body that we saw in the field in an interesting place is Ryan Nall. And I wanted to ask what the usage is going to be for him, what the plan is, because he came in as a fullback, if I remember correctly. And when he initially made the team his first year, they'd said, well, no, he's not a fullback because he's really been a halfback. He was a primary ball carrier, just happened to be a big guy who may look like a true fullback. Have they turned him into a fullback over time and we just didn't know about it?
I think they have. I think that might be just a this past off season, because I remember actually talking to Ryan Nall during his rookie minicamp, and he really bristled at the idea that he was a fullback.
Right.
I mean, just look at my numbers. Look at my speed. I mean, we've seen he's had a pair of really, really long runs in the preseason. He's shown some breakaway speed. He was very productive at Oregon State. But now we're seeing him kind of used in that up-back role the few times he's been out there. What I thought was interesting too, Dan, is it wasn't a whole lot of – it wasn't a big sample size. But when David Montgomery was out, it was Cordarrelle Patterson more often than not than it was – I don't even – Ryan Nall might have gotten one snap in the deep backfield with Montgomery on the sideline. So and the other thing too is they've used Nall a couple times on these wheel routes. They've had him going out. He caught a pass last week. So, you know, maybe that's just another element he brings. But, you know, look, as long as Montgomery's running the ball the way he is and Patterson, and they didn't use Tariq Cohen much last week, I'm not sure how much they're going to have for Nall, but this is a team that's going to – they're getting off the bus running, Dan. It's very odd because knowing what we know about Matt Nagy, and as they continue to grow that, you know, that playbook and that package of running plays, we might see more of Nall as a fullback.
I'm also waiting to see what the next adjustment is with their various tight ends. Because like you say, the tight ends have been largely, with the exception of Jimmy Graham, who just doesn't, he's really a wide receiver, if they've been inline blocking. And they have been parts of these heavy blocking schemes that have sealed off a side in the inside zone, an occasional outside zone. Is there something next? Do you think that Nagy is looking at the what he perceives to be the Falcons scouting of the Bears offense and says, you know, out of this very same formation, next thing you know, Cole Kmet might be able to slip in a seam?
Yeah, I think that's what they're building to because, you know, Matt was asked about this on Monday, about the lack of passing game production, and he immediately talked about how proud he was of the way tight ends are blocking. Like, he has no concern about the fact they haven't been in the passing game yet, which kind of gives you a sign that they're building this up. Of course, it's easier to say that when they're 2-0. Like, with all these things that we talk about, it's a little easier. I think that shot play they tried Demetrius Harris on first down last week, I think maybe down the line that's a Cole Kmet play more mm-hmm. so than Demetrius Harris. Cole Kmet's a little faster, a little bit more athletic. Harris has the size. But, you know, that's a ball. You go back and watch it, and maybe it was overthrown, but I think an athletic tight end goes up and catches that pass. That was a sign of the type of things I think they can build out from all these running plays that they're using, the two tight ends, the three tight ends. So, yeah, I think we're coming to that. And going back and watching a little bit of that Cowboys-Falcons game, the Cowboys tight end, Dalton Schultz, led the team in receiving. You know, he had 9 catches in that game, guy I hadn't heard of until I saw the box score. So there could be an opportunity here against Atlanta in the middle of that field to try to take advantage of these guys.
Do we have any clarity on how hurt Khalil Mack actually is? Because he's on the injury report. There have been times when he hasn't quite looked like himself. What's the truth? Is this a chronic issue now?
It's a good question, Dan. And I'm going to go back to what I mentioned last week, that when it comes to Khalil Mack and the way the league is, I don't think we're ever going to get a good clarity. But I will say, I asked Khalil on Friday what it's like for him to simply be limited, because he's never been limited as a Bear. Either he missed practice when he had the ankle injury in 2018, or he's been a full participant. This is totally new for him at Chicago. I'm not sure about his time in Oakland, but this is completely new for a guy who they rave about the way he practices. We've heard so many stories about what he does to offensive linemen in these practices. And the first thing he said was, I'm just learning how to be a pro. And that kind of gave me a sign of he needs to take better care of his body, and this is one way to do it, where they kind of realize, why don't we cut your reps each day? So maybe it's not so much that he's hurt, that this is an injury that he has, more so that they're just managing it and saying, hey, look, we know that you love going 100 miles per hour at every practice. We respect that about you, but we need you to be doing that on Sundays. And the knee bothered you last year. We're going to only give you 60-70% of reps in practice every day. It could be all season. And that's going to, you know, lead to better results. That was kind of what I got when he kind of mentioned the idea of being a professional and understanding your body, was he's acknowledging that he needed to maybe take a little bit off when it came to practice.
Kevin Fishbane, thank you. As always, we will talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That is Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, who joins us every Thursday to give us the latest on the Bears. We need to flip-flop a couple things because of a schedule change. So what we're going to do next is we are going to bring back yesterday's wonderful interview, if I say so myself, that Layla Rahimi and I did. Just a delightful surprise to have Rick Pitino say yes to picking up a phone and talking about his protege, who is the new Bulls head coach in Billy Donovan. It's a fun listen, especially if you're an old-time basketball junkie, because Rick just, he to me, that New York accent, that Long Island connection, all the names that he invokes just sound like basketball to me. After that, we'll talk to Len Casper, but Rick Pitino's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.